Hello?
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 Good evening. May I speak with Ruby?
This is she.
My name is Carlos. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I'm both.
All right. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Probably will vote.
May I ask, what is your age?
I'm 52.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I am African-American.
And please rate your level of motivation for voting next year in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
Most likely 7.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Would you say you're a strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
I'm sorry? Can you repeat
that? Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congressional elections? You can select up to 2. Healthcare costs, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, gun regulation and reform, improving K-12 public school education, climate change and environmental issues, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, protecting our democracy and freedoms, crime and violence, inflation and the economy, immigration and border security, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government. So we've
with all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's two. Which would be like your top ones?
The gun one, and what was the other? I forget which one you said. It was something about the crime. Did you say something about crime?
Yeah. So we have
gun
regulation and reform, and crime and violence. Are those the two? All right. Thank you. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And now thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Worse.
And how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, or not at all?
Not at all.
And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not at all.
How concerned are you about the rights and or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
I'd like to take a moment to thank you for taking time off your day to fill out the survey. I really appreciate it.
Now
I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. So the first one is the Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
Never heard of it.
All right. The Democratic Party.
15.
I'm sorry, did you say 50 or 15?
15.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
15.
Kamala Harris.
15.
The NAACP.
Never heard of it.
Donald Trump.
What was the worst one?
The last one?
Yeah, the worst one. What was it? Zero?
Oh, I'm sorry. Zero? Yeah, I didn't hear. Zero is unfavorable and 100 means favorable.
Yeah, zero.
All right. Taylor Swift?
Never heard of.
And lastly, Ron DeSantis.
Never heard of.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, and Republican Donald Trump, would you vote for Cornel West, Joe Biden, or Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Not worried at all.
Now, I would like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the statement. America is on the path to another civil war. So the options are strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Somewhat disagree.
All right. Next one is the government should do more to lessen racial inequality in this society.
Strongly agree.
Next one is your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Strongly agree.
Next is American democracy is under major threat now.
Strongly agree.
Next is racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Next is gay marriage should be a legal protected right in this country.
What was the one that was in the middle?
So we have strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. And this one is
somewhat disagree.
Okay. And lastly, reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
Let me say that again.
Sure. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I strongly disagree.
In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment?
Strongly agree.
Would you say support or oppose in this one?
Support. I'm sorry.
All right. And now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which you agree with more. Statement A. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. And the next statement. Our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. So which of these statements do you agree with more?
Say that again. Read those over again.
Sure. The first statement. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. And the next statement, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+.
What was the answer that I could
agree? So which of these do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
The first one.
And would you say you strongly agree with more or somewhat agree?
I strongly agree with it.
All right. I'm going to read you a list of things that people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is extremely important, 5 means it is somewhat important, and 0 means you do not think it is important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first is free and fair elections.
The first one is what?
A free and fair elections. So how would you rate that from 0 to 10? 0 is not important at all, and 10 is extremely important. All right. Next is religious freedom.
10.
Next is quality K through 12 education.
10.
Next is traditional family values.
10.
A fair and equitable court system.
A who?
A fair and equitable court system.
Yeah, 10.
Affordable health care.
10.
Secure borders.
You said secure borders?
Yes.
0.
And lastly, a strong military.
7.
All right. And now we're almost done with this survey. The last two questions are very short. So I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first statement is, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can have access to affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. So 0 means, all right, thank you. And the last statement, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While our own rights, while your own rights may not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. And thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in the next year presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
I still stick with the 7.
Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate?
Some college.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced? Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
One.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Would you say every week or twice a week or more?
Every week.
All right. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
And the last question, do you identify yourself as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
All right. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for taking the time to fill out the survey. I really appreciate it. Thank you and have a great day. Take care.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.